Sorry for the late start. So, in the fourth reading of Parshas Vayigash, the spotlight shifts back onto our father Jacob. That's his response when he hears that Joseph's still alive, and what ensues. Chapter 46, verse 28, Vayemer Yisrael. Yisrael, Israel, who is Jacob, says, Rav, Oid Yosef bni Choy. Wow, he says, this is so much, so amazing. Like the Targum Yonasan ben Azil says, so much good God has done with me. He saved me from Esav, he saved me from Lavan, from the hands of the Canaanim who chased me, who pursued me. And now I see such remarkable consolation, such a comfort I never ever imagined, never even hoped for. So that's the idea of Rav, like a lot. Oy Yosef bni Choy, my son Yosef is still alive. Elcha ve'er'eno b'terem amos. Let me go and see him before I die. Elcha ve'er'eno. I will go and see him, says the Abarbanel. I'm not going to see his honor and his glory. I just want to go see him. I don't care about his position. I'm not interested in his career. I'm not even interested in the sustenance that he provides for us. I just want to see my son again. Rashi says, Rav oid, Rav li oid. There is yet much more simcha v'chedva. There is much more joy and happiness in life that awaits me. Hoyil, since the oid Yosef bni Choy. And so, Chapter 46, Vayisa Yisrael. Israel sets forth on this journey. V'chol asher lo, and everything that is to him. V'yavi be'era shava, they come to Beersheva. V'yizbach zvochim l'lekei aviv Yitzchak. He brings offerings to the God of his father, Yitzchak. So, a couple of obvious questions here. What's be'era sheva? Rashi says, well, it means like l'Beersheva, it came to Beersheva. And he reminds us something which he's told us multiple times already, that hey, b'seif teva, a hey at the end of the word in biblical grammar, b'mkoim lamed b'tchilosa, can take the place of lamed in the beginning. So now you know that he came to Be'er Sheva. What is the meaning of v'chol asher lo? They took all their possessions. Yosef told them, leave your possessions at home. There's no need for it. I have plenty of money. I'll buy you new furniture. So the Or HaChaim says, they didn't take their possessions. Chol asher lo refers to the souls, the nefesh, because for a yid, what life's really all about is his family, not the home, not the furniture, not the wardrobe, not the materialism. Chol asher lo, what's really his, this is the family of Yosef. He comes to Be'er Sheva, and why does he come to Be'er Sheva? Well, in Rashi and Pshuta Shel Mikra, we don't hear any reason why. That's where he comes. He's on the way. It's the last city on the way out of the south of Israel. However, the Bereishis Rabba tells us something unbelievable. He came here to cut down trees. You see, these are the trees that Avraham Avinu planted. It says, Vayita Eshel. And these are the same trees that Yitzchak later tended. Yaakov cuts them. You know why he cuts them? Because he's going to take these trees, more accurately, uproots them. Travels down into Egypt with dozens of trees that have been freshly uprooted, replants them in the fertile Goshenite soil, and then he tells his children to tell their children that someday they will leave this land, and with those trees, they will build a Mishkan. And that's the Atzei Shittim. That's the trees that they left Mitzrayim with. As Rashi tells us, Minayin, how did they have Atzei Shittim in the Midbar? How did they have these trees? Rashi answers that when Yaakov Avinu came down, he brought from Israel, and then he planted in Egypt, and he told them, make sure you uproot these trees. In doing so, you build a Mishkan.
The acacia trees,
yeah. Rabbi Yeshua Ibn Shuab says he came to the place where his parents had prayed. Yitzchak had prayed, Avraham had prayed, and he wanted to pray before he left the Holy Land. Now, if he wants emphasis is on coming to the place of Avraham and Yitzchak, why does it say that he brought offerings only to the God of Yitzchak? So Rashi says, From here we see Chayev Adam Bechved Aviv Yeser Mechved Zekenei. A person is obligated to afford honor and respect more so to their father than to the grandfather, even though you have to respect a grandparent also. The Fikach therefore Tola B'Yitzchak. He said he came to pray to the God of Yitzchak and not the God of Avraham. Verse 2. Vayemer Elikim Liyisro B'maris Halayla. So it works. Yaakov brings his offerings. He prays, he worships, he does what he has to do, to gesund, and God responds now. There is reciprocity. And he says to him, B'maris Halayla, in the vision, in nocturnal vision, Vayemer Yaakov, he says, Jacob, Vayemer, and he says, Hineni, here I am. Rashi answers the obvious question, why does God have to call Yaakov's name twice? Yaakov. And Rashi answers, again, this is something that he's already said multiple times, like Avram by the Akedah, this is Lashon Chiba. This is a language of love. So it's a way of endearment. And you call somebody, call his name twice, mention his name twice. So that's the idea of Kefil Hashem. The Rekeach says it's to get his attention, but of course, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, if God calls you, he doesn't have to call twice. Yaakov would surely have given him his attention. The Radak, says an interesting thing. He says, Yaakov has not had prophecy in many years. And because he hasn't had prophecy in 22 years, you get a little rusty. So this is like the kind of steep into the prophecy, immerse yourself in the prophecy. He says, Yaakov. Again, on the level of Pshuta Shemikra, we wouldn't have to say such a thing about Yaakov. We just say this is all about Yaakov being beloved by Hashem. Vayomer, and he says, Anoichi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Al tira merda mitzroima, do not be frightened to go down into Egypt. Ki legoi godel asimcha sham, for I will make you into a great nation. Okay, now we know that al tira merda mitzroima. Rashi says he was afraid. We didn't hear he was afraid. He said, Elchav Teramamos, I want to go see him. Now we're finding out for the first time that Yaakov had fears. Says Rashi, Fi Shahoyam Meitzer, because Yaakov was feeling a sense of deep-seated pain, Al Shenizkak Lotzei Slechutz Lordetz, that he was forced to leave the Holy Land and go out of Eretz Yisrael. So he felt this pain. And because he felt this pain, so that's why Hashem comes to him and says, Al Tida, don't be fearful. This Rashi really requires elucidation. The Pasuk, the verse says, Al Tida, don't be fearful. And Rashi says, oh, he was feeling pain. He was sad at his departure. So the Mincha Blula says, he was afraid. What was he afraid of? He's afraid his children will get stuck in Egypt. He's afraid his children will adopt a foreign ideology, a different patriotism. That they'll become part of another land and another culture. And by the way, he wasn't wrong. That's exactly what happened. And things were not good in the house of Jacob. So Hashem has to tell him, don't worry. In the end, it's going to work out. Of course he was afraid. And Rashi says, no, it's not about fear. As a famous president said, nothing to fear but fear itself. It's not about fear. This is about pain. Verse 4, Anoichi Eired Imcha, I'm going to go down with you. You're not going to be alone. Mitzrayim into Egypt. Anoichi Aolcha Gamoloi, I will raise you up. V'Yosef, Yoshes Yodel Anecha. Your son Joseph, he will yet place his hand over your eyes. Altiram Anoichi Aolcha, here Rashi says, in verse 4, what's being added to verse 3. In verse 3, God says to Yaakov, don't be afraid. I'll make you into a great nation. So what's in verse 4? Anoichi Aolcha, he promised him, he guaranteed him, Liyis Nikvar Baretz, that he would succeed in making sure he was buried in the land of Israel. Because if you become a great nation, obviously you're going to leave the land of Egypt. How can you become a great nation in Egypt? There's already a great nation there. It's called Egypt. So in verse 3, it already says you're going to leave. So why do you have to say, I'm going to come up with you? So here it must be referring to something personal. God will come up with Yaakov personally. That refers to the concept of his demise and his subsequent burial. Now, we learned yesterday about the idea of going down and going up. We talked about Maron de Aliyah. And here, Rabbeinu Bachaya says, A'olcha gam oloi is a euphemism that references the same idea. The notion of going up. Eretz Yisrael is always going up. Wherever you're coming from, you're making aliyah to Israel. Yosef will place his eyes upon you. What does this mean? He says, since Rashi interpreted that the whole thing means you're going to get buried in the land of Israel, says Ibsaji Goran, Yosef will close your eyes for the last time. And this is the way it is, that right before one's passing, Yosef will close his eyes, we'll set him in a state of peace, you'll die in peace. Ara Chaim says, the emphasis here is that he will not see Yosef die, because he thought he lost Yosef all along, and now he's told, you will not see Yosef die, Yosef will bury you, not the other way around, which is kind of normal, the way it should be. So we have to understand this business of Yaakov's sadness and his pain. The verse seems to say one thing, and Rashi seems to be taking us in a different direction. So the question becomes, what does this mean? For this, we're going to open our Biurim book. We're going to take it to Beis Resh Tzadik Zayin. We have no less than 3 entries on these very same words. We're going to study the first one. Yesh Lahavin. There is much to be understood here. Harei, because of Mefurash in the scripture, it is stated openly, Al Tira, which means, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Mer Dom Mitzayim, to go down into Egypt. Kaloimar, in other words, Da Gosa Yishol Yankiv Hoysa. What was the fear of Jacob? He was afraid. He's afraid to go down. Going down into Egypt frightened Yaakov. That's what frightened him. So Rashi seems to do some kind of about face here. He changes things. He doesn't interpret the verse, it seems. He changes the verse. Madua Mishan Rashi Mefadesh Shadai Gehoisu Bnei Hayitziya Meretz Yisrael. It's actually exactly the opposite. The Pchumish, the scripture says that Yaakov's fear was Meir Da Mitzrayim, was going into Egypt. And then Rashi rotates this. He says, what was the pain? First of all, this is not fear. He talks about pain. What was the pain? The pain was leaving Israel. That's not what the verse says. The verse says the pain was going into Egypt. In other words, if they were going into Lebanon, how would that be? Then Yaakov would be okay? According to the scripture, yes. According to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, if he'd be heading north, or if he'd be heading east, he would still be unhappy. Why? He's leaving the land. But the scripture doesn't say that. The scripture says there was fear because he was going down into Egypt. Why would Rashi change this in us? If Yaakov was afraid to go down to Egypt, when would God have to assuage his fears? When would God have to come and mollify Yaakov and say, Yaakov, do this? And Yaakov said, I'm afraid. I know you're afraid. Do it anyway. I'll be with you. You won't, you're not in this alone. When would that have had to happen? At the beginning of the journey. He wouldn't leave. Not going on this journey. I don't want to go on this journey. He says, his children said, come. Yosef's in Mitzrayim. He wants to see you. Come now to Mitzrayim. Redoy Eli. He says, I don't know. I'm afraid. You sure Yosef can't come here? So Hashem would come to him and say, Yaakov, don't be afraid. I'm with you. But that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. That Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to in any way mitigate the fear or concern before this. When Yaakov decides we're heading out on this journey, he should not have waited. Here he waits all the way to Be'er Sheva. We're at the very, very exit, just before the Negev Desert, which isn't even really Israel. Be'er Sheva is the southernmost city of Israel, biblical Israel. So we come to Be'er Sheva. We're leaving the last major municipality of Israel. Here Yaakov brings his offerings. Here he seeks to connect to Hashem. Here he successfully achieves prophecy. And God says to him, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid today. If he was afraid, he should have been afraid in the beginning. Mikach, from the way this shows up, now at Be'er Sheva, because remember, the earlier verses start off and tell you that Yaakov set out for his journey. Vayisa Yaakov. V'chol ha'shaloi. Vayovoi be'er ha'sheva. When they came to Be'er Sheva, that's when Vayizbach Zvachim. And that's when Vayemer Elikim Yisrael. So from this Rashi learns, Yeridosei shal yangev le'mitzrayim le'hoysa mitayil daigo. Yaakov's going down into Egypt. The notion that we will now go to Egypt did not instill any kind of fear or concern in the heart of Yaakov. No daiga, no tsar, no pain. Ella, rather, mitech simcha. Yaakov set out on this journey joyously. Kifish and Emerle, like it says, Rav Oid Yosef Benichai. Wow, amazing. How much good I never imagined this would be. My son Yosef is still alive. Eilcha, I will go. Ve'er Enu, I will see him. B'terem Amos, before he dies. Rav Li Oid Simcha Vechedva. How much more joy do I have? I have so much more joy in my life. That's what Rashi interprets it. It's joy. Yaakov got this news joyously. Yaakov set out on the journey joyously. Joyous thing. This is the prophecy was truncated for 22 years.
Right.
So Yaakov sets out joyously. Aval kashigil le'Be'er Sheva. But when it comes to Be'er Sheva, ha'ir ha'achrein o'bedrei mishlaretz Yisrael. This is it. Now you're going through the last city. This is the last night in Israel. Tomorrow morning, we set off into the desert. We're leaving the land. We're on the way into Mitzrayim. This is it. So now on the last night, Yaakov is about to actually leave Israel. Oymed lotzeis me'eretz Yisrael bepoyel. What happens? He's oyder b'tzar. He feels some pain. Oy, he says, my heart. I feel a pain. At this moment, when he feels that pain, God suddenly comes and he says, "Al tira, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Meir de Mitzrayim. Why? Ki legoi gadol la'asim chasham. I will make you into a great nation there." In other words, this idea of Yaakov going down into the land of Eretz Mitzrayim and having the pain was at leaving Eretz Yisrael. Here God comes and tells him, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to go with you." Now, why does he talk about Ligoy Godel Asim Hashem? In another Sikha, the Rebbe explains that Yaakov Avinu heard that Avram Avinu got a promise. The promise was, Lech Lecha, leave your home, and go El Ha'aretz Asher Aranecha. And what does Rashi explain there? He explains that I won't make you a great nation here. That the Ve'escha Ligoy Godel will only happen in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov says, "One second, I'm leaving the land. I have to build a nation. We have a promise, but God said the nation building has got to be here, and our family is at the tipping point. We got 70 souls. Now we've got a bunch of new weddings coming, and that's it. Like, the nation, we're about to become a nation. I'm leaving. This makes no sense." God said, "Don't worry about it. L'goy God l'asimcha shom. The family had to begin here. The nation building, the nation development, that'll take place outside. Here becomes the gestation. Here we go into this seeding process. And we all know that when you put a bulb in the ground, what happens? It dissolves. And that's what happens. A family dissolves in Mitzrayim. And what is born out of this? A nation. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is considered Leda. It's like a birth. This is the story. This is the process. That's why God said, Al tira meida Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid. Yaakov was afraid. He was worried. He said, "One second. What's with the Godel HaSimcha? What's with the great nation?" God says, "Don't worry. You're going to be just fine. I'm going to place you as a great nation." Rebbe also says that this teaches us such an important lesson about how a Yid has to go through life. Leaving Israel, being out of Israel, has to cause you pain. You have to feel a yearning. Living outside of Israel, you can't go around hunky-dory. I live outside of Israel. Who needs Israel? Chas v'shalom. Anytime a Yid is not in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael, he or she must know this is not the way it should be. Having said that, we may have a job, we have a mission, we have a purpose. However, inasmuch as the purpose may be there, and inasmuch as oftentimes you must be where you are, staying put, remember one thing: having the pain is not a deficiency. So, for example, there was a famous story of a chassid. He wanted to leave, go to Eretz Yisrael. The year is maybe 1860, And he writes to the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, that he wants to leave his home somewhere in right, Russia, Ukraine. He's got it. Wants to move to Palestine. That's what they used to call Eretz Yisrael then. So the Rebbe says to him, that's nice. The class that you give, who will be replacing the class? The guy said, I don't know. He says, the free loan society you run, who is going to run it instead? I don't know. And so on. Who is going to be the sheikhet? Who's going to... A whole bunch of questions, things, a position this now is fulfilling. Who's going to do all these things? I don't know. So the Rebbe said, in that case, stay right where you are. Machdo Eretz Yisrael, make Eretz Yisrael here. And this is a question, what does that mean, and so on and so forth. This, as I said, subject for another day. But here is the point. The Tzemach Tzedek didn't say to him, you shouldn't want to go to Israel. You should want to stay right here. He said, you have a job to do. You need to stay here. However, where should a Yid's heart be? A Yid's heart should be in Eretz Yisrael. Like the famous of Yehuda Halevi's poetry, when he says, Ani, he says, I am b'maidev, I'm in the west, he meant in Spain, Avalibi b'mizrach. But my heart is in the east, my heart is in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. This is how Yaakov was. He experienced pain at leaving the land of Eretz Yisrael. He always wanted to be and yearned for the holy land of Eretz Yisrael, despite his remarkable success in Egypt, and so too with us. We have a remarkable success, and we are grateful for the freedoms we enjoy, and life in Canada is great. However, there should always be a certain edge, always be a certain pain, always be a certain yearning. We wait to return, Be'ezrat Hashem, very speedily and nowadays, to the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael.